We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hello, everybody. It's a Thursday. Show back together. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, News Talk, 830 WCCO. I had no idea about this Gary V event until Dan, a couple hours ago, mentioned that DeRusha might not join us because he's at this event. Who was it, Carter? Was it Eva Longoria, Spike Lee,
Snoop,
and Snoop?
Are they actually? I forgot. I didn't. I guess I didn't listen to Paul's report. Are they here virtually or they're here in the flesh?
It's a very good question.
Made it sound like flesh.
Wow.
It sure sounded like there, and yeah. So
he said spend time in Minneapolis. So I would assume that's
so.
The flesh.
Here's what I would like out of DeRusha. I would like Ava to come over to the house. I would like Spike Lee to watch the game with me, and I want to spend the weekend with Snoop. You have these three people, Carter. Eva Longoria, Spike Lee, Snoop. What do you plan on doing with any of them?
Well, I know what I'm doing with Snoop.
Well, that's a given. That's why I want the whole weekend.
Yeah.
I want the whole weekend.
From there, it doesn't really. I think I just want to hang with Snoop. I think that's what I want to do is. You probably are going to some interesting places, seeing some interesting things, and feeling an interesting way.
Yeah. Okay. But I want the question on the table is all three. I'm fully willing. I want Ava to come hang out. I mean, we'll just talk. You know? We'll talk Spurs. She's a huge Spurs fan. Hey, she could come over. Well, I don't think the Spurs are in the playoffs right now. Spike? I mean, you don't want to talk movies with Spike Lee?
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be pretty good. Dan, any ideas? If you're with Snoop, as a person who's never smoked pot, would you at least smoke pot with Snoop?
Oh, for sure. You have to, don't you? I mean, that's part of the bit, isn't it? What's the point of hanging with Snoop if you're not going to partake?
If you're driving down Highway 55 and an officer, Golden Valley police officer, sees you and you're with Snoop Dogg, don't they just say, okay, go. Carter, they just give you a pass, right?
You'd like to believe that. I doubt they would, though.
I think it's in the state constitution. In fact, I think it's in the federal constitution. You're allowed to smoke with Snoop anytime you would like. So we'll see if Mr. Fancy Pants decides to leave this event and join us for his regular gig. And it's sponsored, right?
It's sponsored. That's the thing. If he doesn't step out, then apparently he doesn't care about hungry people.
Yeah, loaves and fishes, or him trying to get a phone number for these folks.
We'll see.
Commitment. DeRusha, maybe with us, 12:35. Our timing is really good in this case. Alan Shipnuck. I have the book in my hand. I read the book last night. I absolutely loved it. I am the epitome of the sweet spot for this book. The rip-roaring... an unauthorized biography of golf's most colorful superstar. That, of course, is Phil Mickelson. I said this in a tweet. Adam, this whole week in Tulsa should have been a celebration of Phil Mickelson. Even if he didn't make the cut and played lousy, what he pulled off last year out of nowhere because he was playing for tour standards like garbage until he went to Kiowa and held off Koepka and Louis and won and became the oldest guy to ever win. And it wasn't Jack in 86. It wasn't Tiger in 19. Probably wasn't Arnie in 60, but it was the next one. The peak of Phil Mickelson's powers and his hubris, his arrogance, and his repugnant comments about Saudi Arabia and his quest for money, talking to Phil Mickelson with Shipnuck. And by the way, this is a well-balanced book about Mickelson. There are many, many parts of this book. High praise for Phil Mickelson. It lays him out. Flawed character, extremes, and Shipnuck nails it. And to have Alan on the day of the PGA, we are massively appreciative that Alan's going to join us at 105. Our game show, and Dan has come up with a game show host, and I don't know much about this person. Normally, I'm fairly apprehensive when that takes place, but Dan is going to give us details about that in a little bit. 235 Dean Phillips, who has not been on the show for a number of months, on his push for more police officers and a number of other issues with Congressman Dean Phillips. We want to know, where is your sweet spot? Where is your go-to vacation spot that you love? Maybe it was once. Maybe it's 50 times. Adam, tell people where you just came back from.
Fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
0 to 10, how much you love going to Vegas?
You know, you get the, here's the thing about going to Vegas. When you leave Vegas, you're always like, okay, I think I'm done. I think I'm over Vegas. But then after a few months, you're like, I go to Vegas again. We love it because, well, we got married there last year. We're kind of old souls, and that you cling to your own vision of Las Vegas, what it used to be. And I think that each time we go out there, that vision is kind of dwindling, which is why I'm not sure how much more we will, you know, go out there, just because, like...
Wow, I did not expect this.
Yeah, so we found this Elvis show. I mean, everybody knows about it. Like, we got married by an Elvis Presley impersonator at the Graceland Wedding Chapel, and they...
It may have been Elvis himself. We
could
don't
have been. The show out there all shook up, which was, we've seen now, I think, three or four times, saw it again. It has moved off of Strip now, and we went to it at its new location this couple days ago, and I don't know how much longer it's going to be around. And I was talking to Steve Simpson about this earlier. It's just because that crowd really, that there's not, I mean, I'm certainly young for someone who wants to go
see Vegas. I was
going to
say, the two of you are very young at this
point. And I don't think there's many people my age who are going out specifically trying to see an Elvis impersonator. So the days of, and even the, you know, the like Rat Pack, you know, that the you don't see many places giving homage to the Rat Pack anymore. So it's definitely, it's obviously definitely a younger person city. So I've been there. I think that was my eighth.
Take the teeth out. I think that's what he's saying. Right. Take the teeth out. Go to Denny's.
Make sure you set the DVR.
Watch
a
Golden
Matlock.
Girls or Matlock, and go to bed at 7. I mean, I'll remind folks, sometimes we're texting at a fever's pace, and at 8:30 he just vanishes. And after my third text, I just go, oh, that's right, he went to bed.
Yeah. I'd like to have you believe that anyway. well, no, but just to, and I'm reminded again, it's anybody who thinks like the days where you could go out to Vegas on the cheap, you know, you just gamble a few bucks and everything. Those days are long gone. It is like ridiculously expensive out there. So, but talk to me in a couple of months. I'll be maybe ready to go back. But
all right, let's hear other favorite vacation places. Minnesota, America, other country, Neptune. You got it. You tell us. Favorite place to to vacation. You want to text and tell us? That works. 651-461-9226. You want to elaborate with a phone call? That works also. 651-461-9226. My favorite place to vacation right now would be in the body of Rory McIlroy because he is 6 under and he's leading the PGA by 3. Back in moments on CCO. Okay, I believe you have a music theme. Is it just The Who?
It's not just The Who. It's just classic rock. I found a
classic rock.
I found an article that had like the top 30 classic rock songs of all time. So I pulled like about 11 or 12 of them. I thought, you know, why not just do a classic rock day?
Okay, I love this song, Adam. Love like
this is
this song.
This is my favorite Who song, not called Teenage Wasteland. Baba O'Reilly.
Yeah. Would you describe your early life as a teenage wasteland?
It's been a wasteland. It's
teenage, middle age.
47 years.
All right. Texters flying in among favorite places. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226. My favorite place has been the Stony Point Resort in Cass Lake. Two of us just were raving about Cass Lake. I love it. It has a really big spot in my heart.
Just there.
Yeah, you just were there. Three of my boys attending Camp Chippewa. You loved it, right?
It's fantastic. Big Winnie, baby. Got the first time on Lake Winnebagoosish. Great, yeah.
It looked like the lake was alive, too, one of your videos.
Boy, that was crazy. The wind came up, and it got rocky, and then all of a sudden the wind just died. But you can tell, boy, that lake gets pretty dangerous, I'm sure.
Just returned from our family's favorite vacation spot, Waikiki. Have you gents traveled to Hawaii?
I have not, but the plan is for my 50th birthday, that will be our vacation destination.
That happened already, didn't it?
Another 10 years.
Yeah. I believe about to announce a trip that I may be conducting with CCO listeners going back to Hawaii. Hawaii has so much hype about it, and you know what? It lives up to all of it. It's phenomenal. South Padre, Texas. I know it's an eye roll, but my favorite vacation place is still the North Shore. I don't think it's an eye roll at all. Do you,
Adam? Not at all. Not at all.
No.
That's the top, most beautiful spot of the state.
Yeah, well, I mean, I love Duluth, and I love it, number one, because of Northland. But when you come around the corner on 35 and you stare at Superior, and for me that's like an hour and 40 minutes from my house. And I look up my house. I'm thinking, yeah, it's okay, nice. And then I see Lake Superior. It's just unbelievable.
I saw a thread a while ago. I mean, that has to be top 10 in America entrances to a city, right? Coming over the hill,
has
35 and suddenly looking down at two harbors. Twin Ports.
Yeah, I've said before. My favorite place in Minnesota right now is Northland Country Club. You know, I'm addicted to golf. I think it's the coolest, most unique golf course in Minnesota by far. People can argue whether it's the best, but it's my favorite. And just coming around there and just how different it is, I absolutely love it. Our favorite vacation would be an all-inclusive in Mexico, Jamaica, any place in the Caribbean. Where do you stand on the all-inclusive places, Adam?
There's your time for it, but I am not a fan. My first honeymoon, we did an all-inclusive, which was great at the time because actually the food was pretty good. But I am one. I want to get out and get some of the local culture. So I don't want to be tied into a resort.
With you 100%.
I will just say this. Can I? Ireland is top of my list. But
yep.
I'll tell you.
I was going to get to us. Yeah, go ahead.
Yep. But after going to St. Martin in February, that St. Martin was just incredible. And I want to go back badly.
Dan, keep the text coming in too. 651-461-9226. Where is your favorite vacation place on planet Earth?
Well, I'm going to do two different versions, because I think you can talk about vacation places as like R&R places, and then you can also talk about vacation places like touristy type places. R&R wise, for me, it's, you know, pick a spring training location, any spring training location, whether that's Phoenix, whether that's Fort Myers, wherever it is, to be in warm weather out watching baseball in very early March, to me, is heaven on earth, and I love every second of it. So that's that. Touristy wise, you know what a history nerd I am, especially around the Civil War. I could spend, no joke, two straight weeks at Gettysburg and still probably not see everything I want to see how I want to see it. So that would be my touristy spot.
For me, la-di-da, as long as my health gets better here, I'm about to go on a fabulous trip to Ireland with good friends. It's a trip that has been postponed two straight years because of COVID, right? Because Ireland wasn't let people in, and we were being smart about it. And just playing phenomenal golf courses, seeing great places. I traveled to Ireland one time before in 04. And it's like Hawaii in this sense, Adam, that there's all sorts of hype. I mean, I'm trying to think if I've met somebody who traveled Ireland and didn't come away going, wow, I just loved every part of it. So,
and what's incredible about it is it's not because of the weather, because the weather is hit and miss. But there is something absolutely, I'm convinced there's something absolutely magical about that place.
I agree.
And I cannot wait to go back.
Yeah, and trust me, I'm crossing my fingers, because we're playing 12 rounds of golf in 7 days. This is, and I like to play golf when it's hot, when it's windy. I don't really even care of rain. I stink in the rain. I just do. Rain gloves. I mean, there's a group of people in golf who can play with rain gloves, and they're fine. There's also dopes like me where it's like, what do? I have mittens on? So I'm hoping it doesn't rain too much. I think my favorite place, though, CCO trip a few years ago, travel to Italy. Italy was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And for us, it was fairly hectic because, I mean, we're in Rome, we're in Venice, we're in Milan, we're in these other small cities. We were going, Colette, you know, both of us have traveled to Colette. They run such a great trip. I loved everything about Italy. In town, or in America, hopefully that's Italy calling me and saying, come back. You know, I just, because I live there, I have friends still there. And again, it's golf. I love going to Scottsdale. I mean, that's probably my favorite place. Sanibel, Fort Myers, Naples. That's way up there too. The place, the country I now most want to visit. And we're going to stay with this a little bit longer. We can even work this in with Jason too, if he joins us. He might give us the Heisman. New Zealand, Carter.
Yeah.
New Zealand. It's another place. Every time I talk to somebody, it was amazing. I know it's too far for Dan.
Yeah, that's a long flight probably, right? What are we talking there? Probably 16, 18 hours, something like that?
At least. It's 2 hours. It's really weird. It's 2 hours from MSP. Yeah, it's a strange one.
Another person texted New York City. I could go to New York City. I mean, think about how many times you could go to New York and probably not see everything you need to see.
Yeah, there's a divide on New York City. I am on the pro side.
Absolutely.
Of New York City. Okay, keep the text coming in. We will try to work in a few more with Jason, and Jason might give us the Heisman. I have no idea. 651-461-9226. Back with you. A new Newstalk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The fabulous folks with Loaves and Fishes. Great to have them on board. They are bringing you this conversation with Jason DeRusha. Jason, obviously, is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Spent some time with John yesterday. What a fabulous guy. So great to have John on board. Hello, sir. Tell people where you are at today.
You thank John Schuster for this phone line. He has done a hell of a job with the install and the whole operation. You sound amazing. So
he gets it done. He gets it done.
Yeah. Yep. I am at FEMA's in downtown Minneapolis right now, and I am at a news conference with Gary Vaynerchuk, who is this sort of business and technology guru in a way, but he's got this big kind of NFT web 3.0. Sounds like a lot of mumbo jumbo. It may be, it may not, I don't know. A big conference here in Minneapolis. So he's like meeting the Minnesota media right as we speak. So there's let's just say in FEMA's right now, there are two people wearing a tie. I am one of them, and Eli FEMA is the second. So,
oh, okay.
It's very so tech, is, very tech journalist-ish.
Is it a who's who of Twin Cities media, or is it the new up-and-coming media who are about to push us off to the side?
Well, it's yes and yes. You've got your Allie Kaplan, your business reporters. You've got, and then there are a lot of people with like ball caps and black T-shirts, who I assume are very, very, very cool.
Yes.
Very cool,
yes.
Very young,
yep.
Tight jeans, you know, not wearing a suit and tie like I am. Oh, they're getting
How
ready
often
to start.
Do you wear?
It's very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. How often do you wear tight jeans?
Tight jeans? Well, generally when I'm wearing tight jeans, it's unintentional. So it's more of a COVID-19 related scenario,
yeah,
perhaps.
No.
You know, yeah,
yes,
I've
been reminded of that, putting on some shorts and maybe
yeah.
some lack of exercise.
I had to wear a tux this weekend for a charity thing that I was hosting, and let's just say it was a challenge. It was a challenge. Challenge accepted, but a challenge.
Yeah, take it on, Adam. You're a big tight jeans guy, right?
Ah, boy, not really. I mean, I have a pair of jeans that I guess you would call modern slim jeans, but no, I'm
yes.
not. I don't have the body type to pull off the tight.
I also jeans. Have that. I prefer that to the baggy
yes.
jeans, but I wouldn't be full on skinny.
The great thing about the modern jean is they've got the elastic technology now, where they're not so rigid.
Oh,
you know, they
amazing.
Stretch. They stretch a little bit, which is nice.
Do we know if one person is given credit for joggers? Because this male or female or group, they should be worth like $10 billion.
Right.
Because they're everywhere. And I love them myself. They're great.
You know, I used to make fun of, I don't know if you guys know Tom Horgan, who's...
Yep.
Kind of an executive at the Star Tribune, but has a great Instagram feed. And probably 5 years ago, I remember giving Tom Horgan grief for wearing fashion, like designer sweatpants. And I guess I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to Tom Horgan, because he was just about 3 years ahead of the trend.
Yeah.
Because here we all are. Now, do I wear these? No. Do I wear joggers? No.
What? Why not?
Will I soon? Maybe. I'm not going to rule it out. Not going to rule it out. Fashion. New fashion for me, new look, maybe.
Yeah. I think soon joggers will be a part of your repertoire.
Maybe.
We need to give Adam Carter some credit, because it was about 3 years ago, I would say, where Adam Carter, a bold statement, said, "Jeans, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
You're overrated.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I think I'm not giving him all the credit, but jeans are not as prominent anymore, Adam. So let's just say
Levi's is no longer a fan of old AC, because I shouted him down. No, but you're right. Yeah. And I saw some, I think it was on CBS this morning or something, or the Sunday morning, where they did a focus of some fashion designer whose big thing is suits with shorts. You remember LeBron?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he was declaring that, people are throwing their joggers away. People are going back to fancy clothes. I'm like, hell no, they ain't. Stop it.
We have to bear in mind that the trends arrive in Minnesota 4 to 8 years after they start on the coast.
That's true.
Over.
Just saying, like, it's possible that we're a little behind on the trend. I mean, the joggers might not arrive here. Well, those have always been around here. Let's be real. So it's fine. Yeah.
They're just better. I'm trying to think of the last time I saw somebody wearing a suit with shorts, because I do think back, it was LeBron, and I remember the game too. It was the LeBron game, the last time they played the Warriors, when he had this amazing game, and then J.R. Smith forgot the score, which is never good in the NBA. You should know the score. And then he showed up at the press conference looking phenomenal, because he's a great-looking guy. Hot take, LeBron's in shape. And I don't see this. Now, you're Mr. Go-to-fashion events, DeRusha. You're always out there. You know, right. It hasn't exactly been ideal weather for this, but are you seeing people with the suit and the shorts?
Thank you for asking. Saturday, I was at a garden party-themed brunch, and I wore a suit with shorts. So
really? Whoa.
I think you can now officially pronounce this trend dead and out of fashion, because I was doing that.
Is there photographic evidence of this?
Yes, I need to see this, please.
I do not have a photo of it, but I'm sure somebody does. I generally get photographed wherever I go, so I assume.
Of course you do. Somebody. Of course. How many paparazzi approximately followed you into FEMA's? 8, 9?
Well, I've got my two guys, of course, Rocco and Braxton, and those two follow me everywhere. But then just kind of the usual paparazzi that, I mean, a lot of people are following this Gary Vee around. So,
yes. You come downstairs, and Alyssa sees you in the suit and shorts, and she thinks, damn, he looks better than ever. Or she is shaking her head and thinking, what sort of mistake did I make?
Quads just swollen and glistening.
I think I can accurately say that she wanted to rip those clothes right off me. And you can interpret that in whatever way you want, but the correct way to interpret it would be she was unsure. She was unsure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hang, or do you have to go back to Gary Vee?
Well, they just closed the door on the room that I'm in, so clearly I'm being too loud. So for sure I can hang.
All right, hang. More with Jason DeRusha, because I want to find out if Eva Longoria, Spike Lee, and Snoop are there, or is this virtual? And anytime you'd like to ask questions for DeRusha, you certainly can do that, 651-461-9226. And are you comfortable wearing a suit with shorts? Let us know. Among the texts coming in, I don't get this segment at all. Why don't you two just call one another tonight and chat? It's like listening to a couple teenage girls talking on the bus, just weird. So I then responded, Jason DeRusha with this, John Schuster, Caldwell Banker Hotline. Actually, four of us in the conversation. Would you like to join tonight? We can bring you into the group.
Let's do it. Party line style.
Yeah.
You know, I understand the complaint. I don't really get this segment either.
No. Adam, do you understand the segment?
Not really.
Not really. Do we still have
the
party
loaves and fishes people feel about
yeah,
it? My goodness.
Thanks again to Loaves and Fishes for bringing this. And Loaves and Fishes, every one of us in the conversation knows, and this is 100% serious, the amazing work they do.
Oh,
do we, and the person says, hope you know, I'm just funning around. Thank you. We appreciate it. We get it. Do they still have party lines? And like, how do you do that?
Boy, don't you miss those days, like late night TV, you're up too late, you're watching, you know, some sort of B movie, and the commercial would come on for like the party line that you'd call up.
Yes.
Oh. Remember that? Remember when like celebrities would like leave recorded messages and you could pay to call? And remember the big controversy about Jose Canseco had one, and he apparently left one message where, boy, Minneapolis sucks. Their bars all suck. And
oh, I don't remember that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm sure we were in an uproar though. I could.
Oh sure. Yeah, Jose Canseco. You don't know Minneapolis.
That's that's days of talk radio content right there.
Oh,
100%. Get the mayor to respond. Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
No, at this event.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I think the idea of party line is sort of like what we're seeing in the digital spaces now, right? Like Twitter has this audio thing called Spaces that it's sort of a similar thing, like having a freewheeling conversation. Maybe strangers come in, they leave. Like, it's kind of interesting.
At your event, our guy Paul Hodowanek, who does an excellent job, we'd love to have him on this show, have a real news guy on this show, mentioned Eva Longoria, Spike Lee, and Snoop. Are they at the event, or are they just digitally at the event?
No, they're really going to be here. They're not at this news conference right now, which, by the way, because I was so loud in the last segment talking about my shorts, I've now been ushered to a room about 7 miles away from this news conference.
That's great.
They're like, what's happening back there? It's fine. They will be here for real. So I know we had a story on Channel 4 a couple nights ago where one of the organizers of this conference who's from here, her name is Maha. She's incredible. But she, you know, the celebrities have been asking her, like, why is this in Minneapolis? What are we doing? Why are we there? So it's kind of interesting, but they'll be here on stage. It should be interesting. You know, some of these folks, like, they fly in and fly out on the same day, but some people you'll probably see around.
You really think Snoop, Spike, and Ava are going to hang around for the weekend?
No, probably not. But maybe one night. Do they stay a night? Maybe.
Oh, they heard that message from Jose Canseco. They know to get the hell out of town.
Yeah, I know. Jose is a pretty big.
It's left
he's got a big voice in this realm.
If you could go to dinner with Ava, Spike, or Snoop, who are you going with?
Ava.
Yeah, I'm going to dinner with Ava for sure. I'd like to spend the weekend, as I said earlier, with Snoop, though.
Oh, so interesting, right? You're like, what a career, what a life. I'm not sure I could hang in that manner. But I'm not sure. I mean, I could not. I'm sure I could not.
Yeah, I think we're just saying on this show, we'd like to get high with Snoop a lot.
I'm no Martha Stewart, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, go back to the event. And don't cause any more trouble, all right?
Not the first press conference I've been kicked out of. It's
disrupting. Linus Construction Time Check is 12:56. Any issues with your gutters? Where do you go? Carter's guy, Andy Lindis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.